The National Wildlife Federation is looking for a few good yards. Actually, they are offering the opportunity to register your yard as a certified wildlife habitat. I spoke with Bill Haley from the Tennessee Aquarium about this certification program. When you want to learn about animals and their natural surroundings, you don't have to go far in Chattanooga. Between the Tennessee Aquarium and the many education programs they provide, you can learn quite a bit about your own backyard. Bill Haley joins me today with information about turning your yard or even your back deck into an inviting home for Tennessee's wildlife.
I'm the education outreach coordinator, so I work in the education department, but I'm in charge of all programming outside the aquarium. So I travel within about 125-mile radius around the aquarium, taking animals out, doing programs out in the schools. I'm known to thousands of school kids as Mr. Bill.
You also do the bird watching walks and some of the other programs like that, too.
I do bird walks. I do butterfly counts, hawk watching. I've been into a lot of nature-oriented things over the years, wildflower walks, things of that sort.
You have coming up a program designed to bring wildlife to the backyard.
Absolutely. Many people have heard about our new Ranger Rec Backyard Safari Gallery there at the aquarium. That exhibit, in conjunction with the National Wildlife Federation, hopes to encourage people to explore their own backyards. We present animals from all over the world that are found in somebody's backyard in those parts of the world. But the National Wildlife Federation has had a program for a number of years now called the Backyard Wildlife Habitat. And by providing certain things, people can be certified as National Wildlife Federation Backyard Wildlife Habitats.
Now, becoming a certified wildlife habitat is more than just putting out a bird feeder.
Well, putting out a bird feeder is a good start. It doesn't have to be a large property. Sometimes people with a patio or something like that can actually provide the things that wildlife needs. And this program was instituted because so much original wildlife habitat has been destroyed through development, things like that. And the National Wildlife Federation's thought was that if they could encourage private landowners to put some of the things on their land that would help to attract wildlife, that would be a big help.
It really isn't as complicated as it may seem. You only need to provide for four basic things to make a difference in supporting wildlife.
You need to offer food sources, so there's your bird feeder. That's one thing that you could add. You need to add water. It doesn't have to be anything special. It could be something as simple as a bird bath. Or it could be as grand as putting in a pond or a big water feature or something like that. You have to add some sort of places for animals to raise their young, which could be if you've got a thick bush that a bird could nest in, or if you've got trees birds could nest in, or if you have a butterfly garden where you encourage the butterflies to go through their entire life cycle, you've given them a place to raise their young. You need to add shelter. And once again, the bushes and things like that could be shelter. I know I've got a very, very small backyard and front yard over in North Chattanooga. I've been certified with the National Wildlife Federation since 1990. I'm number 8280, and they're now over 140,000. So I've been certified for quite some time. We were surprised last year in our very small little flower garden right out front, we found a rabbit nest. And so you just never know what you might find even in a very small yard.
We have water features that are full of tree frogs. You know, they're just mm-hmm. tadpoles like crazy. And I love watching them go through their various stages. And the lovely sound in our yard when tree frogs all emerge and they go to the woods behind our house. And it's just lovely.
Well, you know, and the thing is that back years ago, they probably had natural ponds and places like that where they could lay their eggs. Well, some of those places have been lost because they put houses in there, they built roads, they've developed those areas, and by putting that little water feature in there that the tree frogs can use, you're actually providing habitat that's helping to sustain their population. So you're doing a good thing just by adding that small little water feature.
You have classes coming up that will help people learn how to prepare their homes?
On Saturday, July 23rd, we're going to have a program at the Tennessee Aquarium at 2:30 in the auditorium in the River Journey building. I'll be talking about what people can do in their own yards to increase the chances to attract wildlife to their yards. And many times, as I say, it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can be just a small thing. There's many ways that you can invite wildlife to your own yards.
Do you have to apply for the certification, or does someone have to come out and inspect your yard for that?
Well, you do need to get on the National Wildlife Federation's website. They've got good links to get you to the Backyard Wildlife Habitat Program, and you can be certified online. So nobody has to come out and inspect your yard or anything like that. It does require a little bit of you paying attention to what you're seeing in your yard, to monitoring some of the things that are visiting your yard, maybe listing some of the things that you're doing. Say if you're planting wildflowers to attract birds or butterflies, if you planted bushes that have berries to provide food for animals, if you've got places for animals to nest around your house, water features, things like that. So you do need to let them know that you're providing those four key elements: food, shelter, water, and a place to raise the young. It's a relatively easy process. There are over 140,000 properties across this country that are certified as backyard wildlife habitats. And so we want to have even more. National Wildlife Federation is shooting for 150,000.
You can join Bill Haley at the Tennessee Aquarium this Saturday at 2:30 to learn more about attracting wildlife to your own backyard and become a National Wildlife Federation certified wildlife habitat. More information can be found by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.